light, quick lightning. Thundering, blundering. Yeah, I said a prayer. I inked it to my arm. I inked it to my arm. Freedom, freedom, where have you been? I've been missing you so long. Guns and soldiers, bullets, patrollers. Freedom never felt so wrong. Ever since then I've been running. My future's dead, shot in the head. Forgive me, I don't care about nothing. Fighting the light for too long, but blind. And the truth's gotta count for something. Freedom, freedom, where have you been? I've been missing you so long. Guns and soldiers, bullets, patrollers. Freedom never felt so wrong.
That's Ariana Gillis with Freedom from her 2017 EP Head Full of Stars. A captivating live performer with some absolutely wonderful songs, Ariana will be appearing at the Roots North Music Festival, which takes place across downtown Orillia on Friday, April the 26th and Saturday, April the 27th. And Ariana will be sharing the Friday night main stage with Ron Sexsmith and Rose Cousins. Three fabulous songwriters on one stage in one evening. It should be an incredible night of live music. And Ariana Gillis is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. And if you haven't realized how excited I am about this interview, you really haven't been paying attention. And Ariana, it's great to be able to talk to you today.
Great to be here.
Well, it's funny because, you know, when I was preparing for this interview, I was thinking about all of the different times that I'd seen you play at Hillside and Mariposa and Home County and how much fun it is to see you perform live, because you're a wonderful live performer. I just absolutely love the way you sing. You have such passion, and with your voice and vocal delivery, you really are captivating. I mean, I'm not overdoing it to say something like that. And to be honest, you know, if we look back in time and the people that have said wonderful things about you since the start of your career, Roots North must feel pretty pleased about getting you to come and join them for the show on April the 26th.
Well, I'm just as pleased to be playing. So it was really nice when Sarah contacted me and spoke about me being able to perform. So. And that was back, I think, last year. I played at the Troubadour Festival in Barry, and after she saw my set, she pulled me aside and said, how about this? Are you available for Friday, April 26th to play Roots North? And I said, yeah, for sure. Sign me up. I'm there for sure.
Their lineup is amazing, and I think the fact that you are part of it is just absolutely awesome. Now, we have some big news to talk about in a few moments, but we're going to hold that just now to give you a chance just to talk about what people can expect when they come to Roots North.
Well, I'll be playing solo this time, and I'll be playing a lot of my new music from the new album that will be released shortly. It's singer-songwriter, but it's different. I've never been able to really put myself in a genre. I don't know if you know what type of genre I am, but I just like to write story songs. I like to, tell that story with my voice just as much as I do with my lyrics, and accompany myself, obviously, on acoustic guitar. So it'll be a 45-minute set of storytelling and new music and older music, some fun stuff, some sad stuff, just kind of all over the board, actually.
It sounds like it's going to be wonderful. Now, you've kind of let the cat out of the bag with the new album. We're going to talk about that in a few moments. But yeah, when we're talking about your live set, I remember it was Eaglewood when you did a wonderful version of John and the Monster, which is an awesome song because it actually is in two bits, and I love playing them both together when I play it on the radio. But you do have some fabulous songs. Obviously, Dream Street is a very special song. Now, that song is interesting because it was on the Forget Me Not album from 2012, but I think, is it coming back on the new album, The Maze, as well?
It is, and the reason for that is, so, do we want to talk about this now, or do we want to wait?
Oh, no, let's get into it now, yeah.
Okay, so Buddy Miller loves that song. And when we had originally spoke about doing an album together, he said that he wanted to record that song again. And he jokingly said later that the only reason he did the album was so that he could sing background vocals on Dream Street because he loves that song so much. So unfortunately, my dad never got to sing on that again. So you'll hear Buddy's voice on the album just for that song as a feature, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's always hard, when we have such big news to talk about, to say, well, how do we get into this? Well, we've got this new album. It's coming out in June, I think. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And it's entitled The Maze. And there's an interesting story with this, because I know from way back when I first met you, there's this wonderful story about Bernie Taupin getting to hear you sing and being absolutely blown away. And for those people who may not realize, Bernie Taupin was Elton John's lyricist. Was that live, or was that on when you're on radio?
So Dave Marsh first played me on his Sirius satellite radio show, and Bernie and I met later, and he told me the whole story. But he said that he was driving, and he had to pull over because he had never heard something like that before. And he bought the album on the spot and listened to it on repeat while he was flying home. And then after that, that's when he decided to play some of my music on his radio show, and that's how Buddy Miller heard me. So it's kind of interesting how it all just stems from each other, all these experiences and these meetings, and it's cool actually.
Well, I'm just so thrilled for you because Buddy Miller, fantastic songwriter in himself, fantastic producer, based in Nashville. You end up for your third album heading to Nashville to record this album. We're going to get into the album in a few moments, but what I would like to do first is, can we play the title track from the album?
Of course.
Well, tell us a little bit, the title track's The Maze, that's the name of the album. Tell us a little bit about, if we could just set the stage for the album and the song, and then let's play it.
This album is more Americana than anything I've ever done before. That was kind of what I expected when Buddy and I were speaking about working together, because that's his production style. But I felt like it would really suit my music because I am a singer-songwriter, and that's kind of what you'll hear. Buddy says himself that the album is kind of pop Americana. It's a lot more pop than anything he's ever done before. But at the same time, it has all those hints, and it has pedal steel in it, which is beautiful and I think is such a unique sound for my music, and it's not your typical country pedal steel sound either, just because of the way the songs are written and produced and played. The Maze itself, I felt like that was the strongest lyrical song off the album, which is why we called it The Maze. This song is about, it's actually about the maze and the Minotaur in the maze, Greek mythology. And I used that story and I kind of twisted it in my own way, but I likened it to a maze that we build for ourselves in our own minds. And in this song, you'll hear specifically about how you can find your way out of the maze when you have somebody there holding a string or a ribbon. And that can pertain to, you know, really bad situations that we go through, anxiety, depression, anything like that, where we feel like we're completely alone, but we always do have someone out there who can lead us back home.
Let's play that song just now. This is Ariana Gillis with the title track from her forthcoming album, The Maze. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. That's Ariana Gillis with the title track from her forthcoming album. It's entitled The Maze and will be coming in June. Ariana Gillis is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. She'll be playing the Roots North Music Festival in Orillia on Friday, April the 26th. It's great to have you join us, Ariana. I mean, yeah, I'm a big fan. I've seen you play so many times and I just love hearing you sing. And actually, I wanted to just make the point about what Buddy Miller said about pop Americana being a good description for for your new album. And I've always thought of you as kind of indie pop rock, you know, maybe more on the poppy side. But I think that's a pretty good description. But you went down to Nashville to record. Were these all songs that you'd collected before you went down to work with Buddy?
Yes, and the only one that isn't is the song called You Don't Even Know My Name. And that was actually written after the fact. So we had completed the full album. We recorded it at Buddy's home studio in Nashville. 3 days, live off the floor. Vocals and everything are live off the floor. There were some very minor edits done with some of the vocals, but that was right away after we had tracked it. So what you hear is basically everything live, which is really cool. It's the first time I've ever done that, and I was a little bit nervous because I'm a perfectionist. But it worked really well, and the energy is great.
Well, it's funny, to my ears, it did sound perfect, and I have to be honest, for a live off the floor album, it does sound amazing. But I guess if you are as perfectionist as you are, that would explain that. Tell us about some of the other people that played on it.
So Gary Craig plays drums on it. He's from Toronto. Gary's actually played on a few of my albums before. I love him. He's a great player. He has great
fabulous
energy.
Drummer, yeah.
Awesome, yeah. Jim Hoke played a lot of the other instruments. It's funny because when I was first introduced to Jim, they were telling me that nobody really knows what his real instrument is because he plays everything so well. But he played Barry Sax. He played the pedal steel. He played a lot of different stuff on the record, and everything is just very melodical and beautiful. It's very nice. And Victor Krause played bass. Victor is Allison Krause's brother, actually, and he is, again, one of the top bass players in Nashville, which is why Buddy asked him to be a part of it. Buddy played guitars. My dad played guitars. David Gillis. And Colin Linden was featured on Dream Street, and he played electric guitar.
Right, it sounds like you had a great group of people in the studio with you. You must have had lots of fun. And everything happened pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, actually. I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I've obviously been in the studio a lot, and I've recorded a lot of material. But this was unlike any experience I've ever had. It was so relaxing. That's the only way I can kind of explain it. Buddy puts you and everybody at ease. It's so comfortable. Everybody feels like they have a voice. They can say anything at any time. Everyone can interject creative ideas, and they're all taken, you know, and thought about and discussed. And it's just such a great collaborative environment. And I mean, the first song we tracked was "Dirt Gets Dirty," which is the first song on the record. And it just, like, I was playing and I had this huge smile on my face, and I was like, this record is going to be great because I feel so great. And I was so happy with the entire experience from start to finish. It was really, really incredible. And I learned so much from Buddy. So much. It's amazing.
So the new album will arrive in June. Now, as well as your appearance at Roots North on Friday, April the 26th, you also have, I think, some more dates across Ontario, and I think you're also playing Rockwood Music Hall in down in New York a couple of times this spring, aren't you?
Yeah. So I'm playing Rockwood very soon, actually, a couple weeks. All the dates are on my website. I'm so bad with remembering things when I'm put on the spot, but I just put everything up on the website. So I am going to Ottawa. I'm going to Wakefield. There are a bunch of house concerts that I'll be playing that you can actually get tickets for, which is rare usually because house concerts have built-in audiences. But you can contact everything through the website. There's a button next to all the dates that are listed for more information and to buy tickets.
And I think you're also playing Summerfolk this year.
I am playing Summerfolk. I'm very excited about that too.
Yeah, that is August the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Up in Kelso Park, Owen Sound, beautiful, beautiful place for a festival, fabulous amphitheater for the main stage. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. And this new album is just absolutely fabulous. I'm going to let you go in a few moments, but there's a couple things I wanted to talk about. One of the things was that I was so excited to see that you were on Kayamo this year.
That was incredible.
Yeah, for those who are not in the know, Kayamo is a truly amazing cruise. I mean, it is very much like a festival at sea. They call it a journey in song, I think, is its tagline, but it's just truly amazing. And I was just so pleased for you to be on there. I saw you sharing the stage with Buddy and a whole bunch of great people. It must have just been fabulous for you, wasn't it?
Oh, it really was. It was, again, one of those like incredible experiences where you don't know what to expect, and then it just blows you away. And it was basically like everyone was saying it was like camp for musicians. So we would go and we get to jam and play with each other. And I met so many incredible people on that boat. And all of the people who buy tickets even for Kaiamo, they're such incredible people. They're music lovers. They're respectful. I can't say enough great things about Kaiamo. I was really sad to have to walk off the boat.
Well, unfortunately, I haven't been for a few years. Hopefully, we're going to start remedying that again. But mm-hmm. it's absolutely true, everything you say. I mean, you know, camp, festivals, everybody is so friendly. You know, it doesn't feel like, you know, there's an audience, an artist. There's just a lot of people on a boat appreciating great music. And I found it was one of those experiences that lived with me for months afterwards. I would have to just think about it, and I would have this huge glow.
Yeah, for sure. I feel the same way. I'm always a little bit sad that it's over, and I just want to get back there. It's so cool because you're on a boat with all these strangers out in the middle of the ocean, and you're all just friends.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, so certainly if you're listening to this show, definitely check out Kaiamo. It's hard to get on the list. But once you do get on the list and you can keep going, you can definitely get back on the boat each time. Ariana, it's been absolutely fabulous to talk to you today. So the new album will arrive in June. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
So they can follow me on my Instagram page, which is @ArianaGillis. They can follow me on my Facebook page, or they can also sign up for the mailing list on my website, and there will be touring details, everything on my website, as well as when the official date of the release of the album will be coming soon. So if they head over to arianagillis.com, sign up, they'll get information and learn more.
No, that's great. We're going to finish with one of the tracks you mentioned. That's Dirt Gets Dirty. It's the first track on the album. It sounds like it could be a single, and I was always wondering if you had any thoughts on what the singles will be on the new album?
Yeah, so Dirt Gets Dirty will be the first official single, which will be released soon. So I guess everybody's getting a first listen.
Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
This song was actually written a long time ago when I was 21, so probably 7 years ago now, and I wrote it about a prison break and kind of the idea of the man, you know, pushing you down and having the courage and confidence to fight back and escape. So it's a very empowering song.
Well, and I know that probably having you sing it live is just going to be a fabulous experience. get to that show. You need to check out. If you haven't seen Ariana Gillis, you definitely need to do it. But these new songs are great. The new album is fabulous. And I wish you all the best with it. This is Ariana Gillis with Dirt Gets Dirty from her forthcoming album, The Maze. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Ariana, thanks for spending the time to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Dirt gets dirty, digging for freedom. They buried it somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Fence, fence, all of the fence. Way down deep, deeper than you know. Past the bones and broken arrows. My nose is bleeding, my throat is dry. They told me it's dead, but that's a lie. To hell or go, don't care, no, no. You stand there tough with your smoke, but I'm getting out of here alive. I'm gonna crawl till my knees are red. Crawl under the wire, under the fence. I'm gonna crawl, gonna crawl, gonna crawl. I'm gonna crawl, gonna crawl, gonna crawl. Patience, patience, years go by. Nobody's coming, coming for me. Hold, hold, under the fence. I'm gonna dig 'em deep, deeper than you know. When the moon is watching, and then I'll go. You creep up behind, smash my face. I'm decision, I'm out of this place. To hell or go, don't care, no, no. You stand there tough with your smoke, but I'm
getting out of here alive. Gonna crawl till my knees are red. Crawl under the wire, under the fence. I'm gonna crawl, gonna crawl, gonna crawl. I'm gonna crawl, gonna crawl, gonna crawl. And a fly and a cry and a run.